You think the Lord loves to be worshipped? Absolutely, He loves to be worshipped. If you're not willing to worship Him, you ain't going to get much from Him, I can tell you for sure. Somebody said, well, you think I'm going to worship Him? Well, you ain't going to get much, I'll say that. Till you can humble yourself and come to Him and say, Lord, I worship You. He loves that. You know that? He loves that. The man worshiped Him saying, Lord, if You want to, You can make me well again. Jesus touched him and said, I want to. Be thou clean. Be healed. And he was. Now, what was it? If you're reading this like I read it the first time, you don't get nothing from that. But this time you found out the man got his healing because he worshiped the King. Ooh, you say, Lord, I want to worship You. I want to praise You. I want to tell You how much I love You. Do you know that when my wife and daughter got killed in that car wreck, you know what the first thing I did? I didn't have a clue what was going on. But the first thing I did was got down on my knees in that church in front of a group of people just like this and told them what happened. Said, I want us, anybody that's willing to go with me, I want us to worship the King. And so for the next 20 minutes, all we did was worship. I just lost my wife and daughter. They just told me they're deceased and that these two babies are in the hospital and they're in critical, critical condition. And here I am over here in a church worshiping the King. Somebody say, you're crazy. I don't know. I know that if you don't worship Him, you ain't going to get nothing from Him. But if you worship Him, there ain't nothing impossible. You worship Him. He loves to be worshiped. Worship Him. And He'll do anything. You got to worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. This is, I can't overemphasize the importance of worshiping and then believing. That when you worship and praise, just a little bit of faith. This young man over here, just a little bit of faith. He came here and I prayed for his back and he walked out healed of his back. But see, he just not here and the one under his side, you heard him say it didn't go away right then. But he's continuing to study the Word. He's been coming back every class. He's listening, getting more of the Word in him. You notice what he said as he's praising the Lord and reading the Word? The Lord spoke to him. Do you notice that? He's in the Word. The Lord spoke to him and said, I've healed that tumor, both of them. Do you notice he said that? He's spending time with the King. He's worshiping Him. You know, I think about this evangelist that was on the way out to California to speak, and he got to Colorado, somewhere in the mountains of Colorado, and a fuel pump went out on his car. Here he is in the mountains. It's cold, wintertime. His car is dead on the side of the road. So him and his wife, they're praying. It's time to pray. And they're praying, Lord. And so the Lord spoke to him and says, worship Me. That's all he said, worship Me. So, instead of not doing it, he said, honey, the Lord spoke to me to worship Him. She said, well, let's do it. We worship You, Lord. We praise You. We thank You. So they begin to worship and praise. And they're doing this for 20, 30 minutes or a half hour. Lord, we worship You. And all of a sudden, the Lord says, crank the car and go to California. He reached over, hit the start, and it started. Oh, glory to God, Lord, it started. And they start down the road and they're worshiping, praising, thanking. They drive about 30 minutes. And he said, well, we got it made now, honey. We can slow down. They stop worshiping. The car started dying. Uh-oh, nope, not done yet. Let's worship Him. So they worshiped Him. They worshiped and praised Him all the way to California. And every time they'd stop worshiping, the car would stop running. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Let me tell you, it works. It works. You worship Him. I'm going to tell you, one night I had a car that a fuel pump quit on it, and I worshiped and praised the Lord and stood on His promises by faith, and He fixed a broke fuel pump for me out in the middle of nowhere, and I drove that car 2 hours with a broke fuel pump. And when I got home the next morning, the fuel pump was still broke. But I drove that car 2 hours that evening with a broke fuel pump because I worshiped and praised the King for 2 hours. Does worshiping and praising really work? Yes, it does. He knelt before him, worshiping. You want to get healed?
Where are you, sir?
I'm in chapter 8 of Matthew, verse 1. I was in chapter 8, verse 13, then I went to 8, 17, 16 and 17, and then I backed up to verse 1. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. See if that's what yours says. Make sure. Check me out there. What does it say? Matthew 8, 1. My 8, 1? Yeah, yeah, sure.
When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing.
Ooh, wow. As he knelt in front of the man. As he knelt in front of Jesus. He's worshiping him, isn't he? And he said, see, the man had to have faith. Lord, I know if you're willing. So he didn't know what Jesus was willing to do. If you are willing, you can make me clean. I know you have that kind of power. The king had to change his theology. He had to say, I am willing. Whenever Jesus said, I am willing, what kind of faith can you have with that statement? Can you believe the king? Sure. When somebody comes and says, would Jesus, you reckon Jesus will heal me? Well, what do you think? Well, I don't think he can. Okay, then as you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. With your kind of faith, you ain't going to get healed, are you? But when you say, I believe he can, we pray the prayer of faith for you. Okay, we pray the prayer of faith. Gets back over here, and then this pastor, he says, did you confess your sin up there? No, I don't guess I did. Well, we need to repent of your sins. You know you got many sins. Let's repent of those sins. Okay. So he comes back up and says, now go back up and let me pray for you again. He come back up and I prayed for him again. I thought, what are you doing back up here? He said, well, you know, me and JC decided I hadn't repented of all my sins, which are many, so I want to repent of all my sins. So we repented of all sins, prayed for him again, and the rest is history, isn't it, Randy? He changed your life forever that day, didn't he? And you ain't never going to be the same. Isn't Jesus good? You know, I just happen to think I'm taking people to GLC, and I'm before you, so I don't forget it. I need to talk to you that whenever in August I'm going to go back out there to make television shows, and if we can get together, I need to, you to go out there with me if you're willing. I'd like to film your testimony and put it on national television too. You got such a great testimony. So you think about that and get in touch with me, or let me know how I can get in touch with you. And I'll tell you what day it is. I don't remember. What day is it, honey? August the 24th is the day I'm going out there. You get with Cheryl or something. Let's see what it is. I'd love to take you out there. We're going to have about 18 testimonies. We've already got about, 12 or 13 of them done. But we're going to have about 18 that we're going to put on one big long DVD. It'll be 8 hours, at least 8 hours worth of testimonies of actual people telling their story about how God delivered them from everything. I mean, it's going to be an awesome miracle DVD when we get it done. And we've done a whole bunch of them already, 13 of them, I think. I've flown people out there, and we tell their stories on television. And it's awesome. You know, when I tell Randy's story, somebody said, oh, yeah, okay. But when Randy sits there and tells his story, hey, that's like Johnny Brumfield. I'm going to take Johnny out there, too. I tried to get out there with him and two others from Louisiana, but the devil throwed a storm in front of us that day, and we didn't get there. But Johnny says, do you tell people my name or what? And I said, sure. I say, Johnny Brumfield from Manny, Louisiana, and about this mighty healing when God that night when I prayed for him, he had two crushed knees, and he hadn't walked a step in 21 months, and I prayed for Johnny, and the Lord instantly healed him, and he could run around the building, and he's totally, completely healed even to this day. He said, you must be telling my story because people call me from New York, from California, from Washington, from Oregon, from all over. He said, They call and say, is this Johnny Brumfield that got the miracle healing on his knees? He said, that's me. That's me. They said, this miracle, that we heard a preacher tell this on television, and we thought this guy's crazy. We didn't think God done this kind of stuff anymore, so we wanted to see if you really did exist. He said, I really do exist. So anyway, I'm going to take him out there. We're going to tell his story. Let him sit there on the set with me for a half hour and tell his story too. Isn't that awesome to think that the God that we don't think does anything, here is a man that had, this man, Johnny Brumfield is a black man in the church of the Baptist church in Manny, Louisiana. And he's a man that loved God, but he had no idea that God was a miraculous healer and everything that he was. And somebody told him, and I was at that little church and another church, he came from his Baptist church over there to that little meeting I had 2 or 3 nights. And when I prayed for people that night, there he was sitting on the front with steel braces all the way to his ankles. He couldn't bend his legs or nothing. And I went up there and laid hands on him, prayed for him, had him take his steel off. And in 2 minutes, he's running up down the aisles of the church screaming, God is awesome. I mean, we serve an awesome Jesus, folks. This God is a mighty miracle worker. I mean, he's God. And what's hard for God? That's right, young lady. Nothing. For God, nothing. Just like that man right there in Matthew 8. Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. He said, I am willing. When Jesus said, I'm willing, then you can have faith, can't you? He reached over and touched him, and he was instantly healed, made clean. Isn't it awesome? If the Lord bore our sick, took our sickness and removed our disease, then my question still is, why do we have it? Because we don't know what he done. We have not been able to receive by faith what he says. Just think, he made this statement to Jairus whenever they said, he come and said, Lord, my little daughter lies at home sick. If you'll come and lay hands on her, I know she'll get well. He said, I'll go. And then all of a sudden somebody comes up and says, don't bother the master, your daughter's dead. What did Jesus say to her, to him? Looked over and says, only believe.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.